What's going on, guys? It's Zach. Today's podcast is sponsored by 21 Studios, the company that's bringing you the 21 Convention, the 21 Convention Patriarchs Edition, and the 22 Convention Make Women Great Again. The links below the episode will bring you to the homepage where you can get your tickets. As you'll see, you've got speakers such as myself, Tanner Guzzi, Elliot Hulse, George Bruno, and many more. They'll be talking to you on and off stage, mixing it up from October 1st through October 4th. And it's bring a friend free. So when you buy one, you get a ticket. You can bring a friend, and if you upgrade to the VIP package, you can attend the main convention as well as that of Patriarchs, or you can bring a friend, just go to one or the other, or you can bring your spouse, have her go to 22 Con while you go to 21 Con. You can make it work in your favor however you see fit. But this fall, we're going live, so grab your ticket now before prices go up. Now let's dive into another episode on the Family Alpha Podcast.
Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast, a place where men, families, and the truth have a voice. The information shared on this podcast is meant to be applied. Now, here is your host, Zach Small, founder of thefamilyalpha.com and co-founder of thefraternityofexcellence.com. Let's get to work.
Why don't I use the term African-American? Seems like a simple enough question. If you say black person, you're racist. So Zach, why do you say black person? Are you a racist? Negative. In fact, the reason I don't say African American is because I've likely had more interactions with people of color than the people who are charging me with that term of being a racist for using black. To the point where I've had people professionally disassociate themselves from me because of my use of the term black person, saying that's an aggressive and racist, you know, term to use. I'd like to counter that point. I think saying African American, it's just a blank way of saying, I don't give a shit where you're from. Africa has black people and you're black, so you're African. I want to tell you a story that changed my entire use of the term and my viewpoint on this. In 2006, I was in A school, 19-year-old me, fresh out of boot camp, learning how to become a machinist mate. I had myself and three roommates. One of them was black. Something happened, I don't remember what it was, but I said, that's because you're African American. And he stopped dead in his tracks, looked me in the eyes, and with his accent, said, don't ever call me African-American again. I'm Haitian. He's like, I don't call you Irish-American. I don't call you Scottish-American or whatever the hell Western European country you're from. I call you white. So knock that African bullshit off. I'm fucking Haitian. And he was proud of that. Never again did I say African-American to anybody. They were black until they told me where they were from, and then they were Dominican. They were Puerto Rican with dark skin, Colombian dark skin, Ecuadorian, whatever you want to say. You know, they were that nationality, not just African, not that blanket term where you're like, well, that's where the slaves came from and you're black and they were black, so therefore that's where you're from. I think African-American is a large assumption that errs on the side of just being a bigot. That's almost more derogatory because you don't even take the time to learn where they're from. And that's something I'm realizing. A lot of the people that are have an issue with the term black or a black person, you know, a lot of people who will use the color of skin as the very last thing to describe somebody. He was tall. He was a little chubby. He was, you know, 5'6". But don't say he was white or he was black because skin color is not allowed to be used. Why would you say the tall black guy or the tall white guy? What? There's nothing offensive about the color of your skin unless you are prejudiced against the color of skin. See, I use the term because I don't give a shit about how much melanin or the pigment of your skin is. I could not care less. To me, I'm going to judge you on the merit of your character. I'm going to judge you on what it is you do, if you bring value to my life or if you bring it down, if you're a net positive or a net negative. It's absolutely insane to me that we're sitting here saying we can't use the term black because it's a set of feelings. I don't even know. I don't care about that. I don't care what your preference of sex is. I don't care what gender you choose. I don't care your religion. I don't care the color of your skin. Are you a good person who brings value to my life? Or are you a terrible person who I don't want to associate with? That's how I judge. I judge merit of character. That's how my wife judges people and my children judge people. If you're an American, you are my countryman until you prove to me you're an asshole, and then I don't want to associate with you. But to have people come against me for the use of the term black, I've got to flip it around. In the United States Navy, I served for 8 years. I served with men from every background and women, from the most random islands to other countries of different citizenships, white, black, everything in between. I was roommates with a black man. I was roommates with a freaking a guy who had come from Hong Kong, an Asian dude from Hong Kong who had gotten a citizenship in the United States. Do you think I'd be living with people if I had an issue with them? But people don't know that about me. So they sit there and they throw that blanket card. Oh, you're racist. You don't fucking know me. And that makes you look like a fool. Because example after example after example, I can show I've interacted with more people of color than a majority of my detractors. I've had better relationships with people of color than a majority of my detractors. In fact, I've lived in closer proximity and made closer friends and have more memories with people of color than those who are telling me you can't use the term black. I would love to see those white men and women who have an issue with me using the term black and see, let's look at their background. A lot of them grew up in the burbs with all white neighbors, but then Black Lives Matter comes around and they think they've got to fight for the cause as if black people can't defend themselves. We've got to have all these white people being martyrs. They got to help the black man who can't help them. They can fucking help themselves. Black people who have faced prejudice should stand the fuck up. Absolutely. Any government abuse of authority, any overreach of power by police departments or anyone should be directly addressed. I don't think we need to all of a sudden come up with this weird, you've got to go out of your way to defend Black Lives Matter as a white person because you're white. You didn't give a shit until this whole thing went down, and now it's popular. Now you want to get involved. Now you want to stand up for your brothers. Where were you these past 10, 20 years when they were facing shit? I can tell you where I was working with them. Men inside my private group. Men inside, you know, my inner clique. I've shared the stage with many black men. I've had discussions on exactly the difference, you know, of interactions with the cops, interactions with jobs, things of that nature. I fucking have worked with these people before it was cool. So that's why I don't use African American, because I'm not an asshole. The use of the term black shows some respect. And when they tell you where they're from, then all right, you're Dominican. You are from, you know, Ethiopia, like wherever the hell you're from. But don't just assume where people are from. Don't just assume, oh, I'm white. I must be German. I must be Irish. I must be Scottish. Like, what if I'm from Finland? Don't just assume where I'm from. Ask me. Get to know me. And I'll get to know you. That's the right way to do it. So for those who have an issue, I'm not stopping. It's black person. It's white person. It's fucking tan. Whatever you want to call them. And then you get to know the person. But don't sit there and say, oh, you've got a fucking the higher ground because you use the proper term African. Like, in fact, you're a fucking asshole. And you shouldn't be using that term until you get to know the person to find out where they're from. So that's why I don't use African American. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. You can join our private men's only community at thefraternityofexcellence.com. And don't forget to find Zach on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @ZachSmall_.